Welcome back to 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the Let Us Entertain You restaurant empire got a little bigger this past month with the opening of RPM Seafood on the Chicago Riverwalk. Bill and Juliana Rancic teamed up with the Melman siblings to add RPM Seafood to the collection that includes RPM Steak and RPM Italian. The restaurant got great reviews, and it's just the latest downtown gem to the lettuce portfolio. It was just 2 years ago that the famed restaurant group run by Rich Melman changed leadership. Rich handed the reins over to his son, RJ. And we had RJ and Jared, the Melman brothers, in the studio not too long ago, and they both said the secret to their success? Well, their sister Molly. Molly Melman prefers to be behind the scenes rather than upfront and personal, but that's changing. The former school teacher came back into the fold a few years back to take what she learned away from the company and apply it to the family business. Molly Melman, my guest in studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So congrats on the restaurant. This was an undertaking to be able to, and part of really a whole project that's happening there on the Riverwalk. How is it going in the first week of this restaurant being open, and how do you feel about the whole concept of being on the Riverwalk?
It's been incredible. It's going really well. We just opened the top level. We like to open kind of in slow phases. So the whole 40,000 square foot project opened over the course of several months, but mm-hmm. the final restaurant just opened
last
week.
Why slow phases? What's
the
advantage?
We like to be under control when we can. So, you know, doing too many things at once, I think we'd be running around a little too crazy. So when I can remember looking at this project when we first signed on to do it, thinking, oh my God, how are we going to do all these levels? And we're going to be running around. We are running around a little bit, but it was nice. We opened the river level first this past summer, and then the event level, and then the seafood restaurant just opened.
Just even listening to you talk about it, there has to be strategy and plans in everything that you do. If you're opening a restaurant, the idea of doing it rushed is the death knell, really, because restaurants are a difficult business to be in. Is that some of the secret to the success of your family business is long-term planning and thinking about how you're going to release these restaurants to the public?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we looked at the plans, and we knew that the river level just with construction would be ready first. So, you know, to think of that as one little piece of this giant puzzle made it a lot easier, and that we knew that we could have our whole team focusing on that, get that running, you know, because in a new restaurant, systems are not in place, so you're running around. So getting that open first really helped kind of settle everything and helped us organize the restaurant and the back of house and the inventory and all that. So that when we opened the next level, we already felt like we had an established restaurant underneath.
Yeah. Molly Melman's with me. She's one of the partners in RPM Seafood and also part of the Let Us Entertain You team. I'm fascinated about just the restaurant business in general. You got into it, and when you got into it, you kind of brought training to the full. That's what you brought back after you. And I want to talk about where you were before. Maybe we start there.
Yeah.
You started, you wanted to be a school teacher.
Why
stay with that? Yeah.
When I graduated from school, I had worked in the restaurants growing up just from having grown up with it, and I had hosted and served throughout high school and college. And I kind of wanted something that was my own, something that my last name meant absolutely nothing, and I could just kind of do my own thing. So when I graduated, I applied for Teach for America. I'd seen it on one of my friend's away messages on AIM randomly, and I was like, that looks interesting. So I applied, and I got in. I never expected to get in, and I moved to New York, and I taught kindergarten. An extremely hard experience, but an amazing experience. And when I moved back to Chicago, RJ and Jared, my brothers, were just getting ready to open up Hub 51, which was their first restaurant. And they had hired a bunch of really young hosts, and they kind of just needed some help at the host stand. So I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Now I'm back. I'll help out. Why not? So I started hosting there, and I served there for a while. And at that point, I went through the full training class, and I kind of just saw some things that we could maybe add based off of what I had learned from teaching and my teaching background in New York. And so I can remember I had a long conversation. I was still living at home trying to figure out my life. And I would go home and my dad wanted to just pick my brain and say, what did you learn? How was it? So I started kind of talking about some of the philosophies I had learned through teaching. And at that point, I sat down with the training team, and there was an amazing training team already in place. But we sat down and I started kind of looking at some of the materials and thinking about how we could adjust it and change it and make it a little bit more relevant and a little bit more hands-on.
That's a big problem in the restaurant industry is you have training videos and training procedures that are from the 80s and 90s, and life has changed.
Yeah. Exactly. We'd been around since, you know, for about 40 years, and things hadn't really been updated too much. So Myself and several of the trainers sat down and we kind of reworked a lot of the training materials. And then at that point, I kind of realized that it was a really cool opportunity to merge my background in teaching with the restaurants.
I was going to say, what from teaching kindergarten do you bring to the restaurant experience? I would think they're nothing alike. But what are they? I mean, is it timeouts?
A lot of people go into service because they don't want to sit at a desk and read binders worth of materials. So same like with kindergartners, you can't just sit there and give them a book to read, right? You have to do kind of a lot of more hands-on activities. So in terms of the materials, a lot of it was written in these big, big binders. And I said, you know, a lot with what people are serving tables, they're moving around. Right. They're not used to sitting at a desk. Let's make it a lot more hands-on. There's one phrase that they use in Teach for America that's I do, we do, you do, meaning the teacher will show you how to do something. We'll do it together as a group, and then you'll show me that you know how to do it. And that was kind of a philosophy that we started using with Lettuce, where we're like, okay, let's make sure everything that they do, whether it's opening a bottle of wine, I'm going to show you the technique that we use here. We'll all do it at the same time. We'll do it together, and then you'll show me that you know how to do it at a table. So we kind of incorporated a lot more interaction.
Yeah, that's it seems completely smart. I would never have thought of that. Molly Melman is in studio, one of the Melman siblings in the Let Us Entertain You, I guess you'd call it Empire Restaurant Company, that owns so many great restaurants in downtown Chicago, including RPM Seafood, which just opened up with Bill and Julianne Rancic partnering with the Melman siblings. And we're talking about Molly Melman and your approach to restaurateur, being a restaurateur, because coming in and doing training is one thing, but making that transition to having your name on the list and being one of the partners and opening up restaurants, that's another thing. Was that the goal all along when you came back from teaching, where you're like, you know what, this is great, the training, but my goal is to be at the top of the chain?
No, not at all. I can remember feeling like when I first started at Hub with my brothers as my bosses, I felt like I'm never going to catch up to them. And they wanted to make sure that I wasn't just going to be given, you know, what they had already earned.
Right, I had to earn it.
And that was fine. I was one that wanted to show that I could earn my way there. So when Jared, who is the middle sibling, he said to me, you know, when I went into management, I had to close Osteria Viestado every night for an entire year. So you have to do that too. I said, great, cool.
And so, you closed Hub 51 for
and we had a nightclub downstairs too at the time. So that was the 4 a.m. shift, you know. So you're leaving. I started at 4 p.m., left at 4 a.m. every day, and it was fine. I was happy to do it just to kind of show that I was willing to put in whatever work they wanted me to.
And I would say that beyond just showing your brothers, that's the advice you would give people who want to get in the restaurant business,
yeah.
Right? They got to know that you can do any job in a restaurant for at least a year before you decide what you're going to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I think at that point, I knew that I liked being in the restaurant. I knew that being around the energy and the excitement was wonderful for me, especially having come from teaching where every day was kind of monotonous. I loved that part of it. But I also knew that I didn't want to become a GM. That wasn't the route I wanted to do. So for me, it gave me a good opportunity when I went into the training side of things to be able to do something that was a little bit different, where I wasn't just trying to catch up to my brothers who were 2 or 6 years ahead of me, that I could kind of make my own path.
Molly Melman is with us. She, of course, one of the siblings over at Let Us Entertain You. RJ is now the head, and he's the oldest brother, right?
Yeah.
And then there's Jared, and then there's Molly Melman, who I kind of said at the beginning, you didn't like being up front, and I got that information from your brothers who were like, you know, hey, well, Molly's the one who gets all the job done. She's the one who does all the work. She just doesn't like the glitz of being in front of the microphones. Is that true? Or were they just kind of like, just taking credit for your work?
No, I mean, I'm always hesitant. I'm happy to do interviews. I'm happy to do things with them, but it's always a group thing. So thank you for having me solo.
There you go.
Step away from them.
Molly Melman, my guest. We're talking about RPM Seafood tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue the conversation here on 720 WGN. Stay with us. Welcome back to 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Molly Melman, the restaurateur, is in studio with me tonight. She's one of the partners in the new RPM Seafood, which is on the Chicago Riverwalk. Of course, you may recognize her name because she is one of the Melmans with her brothers, RJ and Jared, that are running Let Us Entertain You, the company that their dad, Rich Melman, founded. To be a part of Let Us Entertain You, a company that you grew up with, I mean, working in the restaurants, but just being a part of your daily life, what does it mean to you to see what Let Us Entertain You means to not just Chicago, everywhere, but mainly Chicago?
it makes me feel really proud. It makes me want to work even harder. I think, you know, something that my brother Jared and I do is we interview every single person that we hire for our restaurants in the front of house. So we do all manager interviews, all server interviews, all bartender and hosts. And something that people say a lot is that we've heard good things about Let Us Entertain You. And, you know, I have friends that have worked with you guys, and I'm just excited to have the opportunity. And, you know, I think there's a pressure that people expect certain things, but it makes me really proud of the team that we can show people that, hey, this is an exciting company to work for.
The team, talk about your brothers, and you have taken a lettuce in a different direction. You think of some of the great Let Us Entertain You restaurants like RJ Grunt's or Maggiano's or other places like that have just been the staples in Chicago. But you can't go two doorsteps on Hubbard Street without coming up on the hottest new place that is a lettuce place, whether it be Bub City or Three Dots and a Dash or what we're even seeing with RPMs. Is that the goal? Is the goal to take the company into 2020 and to be a different kind of restaurant than maybe what your dad did?
I wouldn't say the goal is to be different. I think we're constantly looking at what we're excited about and what we like. You know, everything for us always starts with the food. And if we start with a concept that we're genuinely excited about, then it makes it a lot more fun to work on. So, you know, for us, it's about creating opportunities for people that work with us. And we've got some amazing people that are climbing with us. And it's just cool to be able to give them a chance to do things.
The restaurant business has changed drastically, I would say, in the last 2 or 3 years, where it's gotten so much more intense. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the competition alone, as it seems like so many more restaurant groups are in the business. Do you guys recognize that? I mean, you've always kind of been the top dog, but now there seems to be a bunch of people who want that mantle.
Sure. I mean, I think it's good to have that. You know, it keeps everyone on their toes and it keeps everyone working hard to make sure that you're being the best. But, you know, our internal mantra is just that we want to be the best that we can be, that we're almost more competitive with ourselves. If we have something down the street that we're working on, we want to make sure everyone's in good shape before we open the next place.
The restaurant industry, not just in Chicago, but all over the world, is a renowned boys club. And it has the same issues that you'll find in media, that you'll find in entertainment and other places. And we've seen some of that kind of rear its head in Chicago. When you're talking about implementing new training and new rules and being at the top of Let Us Entertain You, do you have to think about that in 2020 to make sure that it's a safe and protected place to work? And really, now that your name is on the mantle?
Yeah, for sure. And it's something I think about with the women that work with us, that I want to make sure that everyone has a voice. We started a program, myself and several of the other women leaders, we started a program called The Row Club, named after one of our female partners who passed away. But she was incredible at having that voice. And it's a good opportunity for women to kind of stick together and learn that, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for them too.
I just thinking about it off the top of my head, I mean, there's some great chefs, women chefs, who are really dominating in Chicago. But when you get to the management of restaurants, restaurateurs, it's still male-dominated across the board. Some of the best restaurant companies in Chicago, it's all guys. Do you notice that? Is that something that you pay attention to, that there aren't as many women when you get to your level running restaurant companies in Chicago?
I guess I don't really think about it that way, because we have some incredible women that work with us too. And some of the people on our team, our director of operations is a woman, and she's an incredible mentor and she's just wonderful to work with. So, yeah, I mean, I think obviously the lifestyle presents a problem because you're working when everyone else is at home and, you know, you're working late hours. But I think that for me, if women want to do it, then there's every chance for them to be able to do it. So, you know, the more women there are out there that are kind of showing that that's an opportunity, it's good.
Yeah. Molly Melman is in studio with us. She's one of the restaurateurs at Let Us Entertain You. Her and her brothers, her siblings, run the company. Harjit's taken over. Has he got a big ego now?
We like to call him El Presidente, and, you know, he knows the answer to everything anyway. So, no, he's humble. He's good.
I was going to say, is this the succession for restaurants? Are you guys like the siblings in that HBO show?
I haven't watched that show, but, you know, I've heard that we should watch it.
You should, right. Yeah. We mentioned the Hubbard Street and downtown. Wow, it has just completely changed. Do you see in the next 10 years it changing more? Are you have to look 10 years down the line to say, okay, you know what, everything is jumping right now in the Riverwalk or maybe down on Hubbard Street, but, you know, we're really looking at this area because this is going to be the next thing and we want to be the first ones there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, being where we're at, people present opportunities all the time. And if you looked at the river 4 years ago, I mean, no one would have ever thought that there would be restaurants along there, let alone people walking around, you know, any of that stuff. So, yeah, we're constantly looking at new areas and new opportunities to kind of branch out a little bit. But selfishly, the nice thing is that most of our restaurants are in a walking, well, two block radius. So,
is that part of the job? Do you have to think about what's next?
Not for me. That's RJ. That's the RJ's president's job? Role. Yeah, RJ, and we have a whole team that scout out areas, and they're constantly looking. We're just starting to branch out. Not just starting to, but we're expanding into Austin and Florida, mm-hmm. and just kind of thinking about other opportunities.
I was gonna say, that's the next phase. You guys have had success before in being in different markets, and that's not new for Let Us Entertain You. But there, new markets are coming online all the time. Do you see that being Let Us being one of the companies that competes nationally, that is one of the best restaurant companies in America? Or do you particularly have a focus on Chicago?
You know, that's never, our goal is never to be the biggest, or we don't think like that. We like to grow organically. And if we open in Austin and it goes well, then we might think about other opportunities to grow there. Being in a new city, it's always good to have a couple other restaurants around you just to have that kind of internal support. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think we like to grow slow and steady and kind of stay in the same, you know, expansion rate that we've always done. And if it goes well, then we'll continue to do that.
The future for you, you're going to stay in this business? Is this it? Or are you going to, in a year, you're going to go, oh man, I got to get back to these kindergarten kids?
No, definitely not going back. No offense to the kindergartners, because they were wonderful and I learned so much, but I love it. I think, you know, we talk about this when we do those interviews with new hires, and you oftentimes, if you're thinking about what you love about a job, it's the people that you work with. And we're so lucky that we have such an amazing team of people that we get to work with every day. So when you're on the floor and you're working and everyone's smiling and things are working well and it's a smooth shift, there's nothing better to me.
RPM Seafood is the newest gem in the Let Us Entertain You empire. And in studio, Molly Melman, who is one of the Melman siblings, along with Jared and RJ. And they are continuing to bring great restaurants to Chicago. Molly, thanks so much for being my guest.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, and continued success.
You got to come see us at the restaurant.